Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel, Shabbos 23. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is still discussing the laws of Chanukah. In this context, says Rav Chiya Barashi, in the name of Rav Hamadok near Chanukah, one who lights the flames of Chanukah, and only one who lights the flames of Chanukah is Sarach Havarach, such a person who actually lights the flames, such a person has to make a blessing on the lighting. Whereas Rav Yirmiya says, Haroah near Shal Chanukah, that even if one doesn't actually light it, but they just see the flames of Chanukah, and they see it, for example, even outside their house, Sarach Havarach, such a person is obligated to recite the blessing. That's a dispute between Rav Chiya Barashi in the name of Rav and Rabbi Yirmiya. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon, the first day of Hanukkah, Haroah Mevarech Shtayim, the one who sees them makes two blessings. That he makes the blessing, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, but presumably he's going to make the blessing on the miracles and on Shechianu Umadlika, but whereas the person who actually lights the candles, Mevarech Shalosh, he recites three blessings. And the Gemara is going to tell us what those three blessings are in a moment. Mekam ve'ilech, from that day forward, says Rabbi Yehuda, Mevarech Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, the one who lights them recites two blessings. Veroa Mevarech Achas, and the one who sees them only recites one blessing. So Mai Memai, what's the blessing that drops off after the first day? So the Gemara says, Memai Tzman, that the blessing of the time, which is basically the blessing of Shechianu, the blessing of thanking God for bringing us to this moment in our life, we only say that on the first day of Chanukah, but we don't recite that the other days. So the Gemara says, "V'nimut neis." Why don't we limit from day two onward the miracle that happened, the blessing over the miracle that God did for us? Why do we limit the blessing over the time? So the Gemara says, "Neis kol yom ha'isa," because the miracle happened every single day, because every day they lit from the oil that was miraculous, and so therefore every single day a person needs to make a blessing on the miracle of that day. But the time, the Shechianu, that God brought it to this moment, that a person only recites at the first moment that they came to that day. So the Gemara says, "My mevarech." What is the actual blessing that the person makes on Chanukah, on the candle, on lighting of the candle? So the person makes the blessing of mevarech asher kedishanu mitzvasav tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Blessed are you for commanding us to light the flames of Chanukah. So the Gemara says, how can we recite a blessing commanding us to light the flames of Chanukah? This is not in the Torah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say to light the flames of Chanukah. This is an institution of our rabbis. So how could we say that? So Rabbi Avia says, okay, you're right. It wasn't exactly explicitly written in the Torah, but the Torah tells us that we have to listen to the rabbis. It says in Deuteronomy 17, verse 11, that we're not allowed to depart from everything the rabbis say, neither to the right or to the left. And so therefore, the Torah commands us to listen to the words of our sages. And so therefore, the Torah commands us about the lighting of the lighting of the candles. Rav Nechemiah said, Rav Nechemiah says, no, I have a different verse. And the commentary is trying to discover what is the distinction between the two verses. Nehemiah's verse comes from Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, which says, speak to your father and he will tell you, and to your elders and they will teach you. And the father, these are the prophets, and Zekinecha, these are the sages. So that teaches us the obligation to listen to the words of our sages, and therefore they tell us to light the Chanukah candles. We were commanded, because the Torah tells us to listen to the sages, and so therefore that's the obligation to light the Chanukah candles. So Masav Rav Amram, challenges us, you mean to say anytime when the rabbis say, command us to do something, then we should say a blessing, and we say Asher Kedishanu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu, that we're commanded? What about the Mai? The Mai is a type of food item which the rabbis instituted that we have to take a tithe from it, and the reason is because this is the food of the Amiya Aretz, and we can assume that they didn't take the tithe from it properly, and so therefore if we have the Demai, we're supposed to take a tithe from it. And says the Brisa in discussing Demai Ma'arav and Bo, that you could use this food, this demai bread, you could use it to make an eruv, umishtatvim bo, and you can combine to it to make an eruv, a partnership, mevarchin alav, you can make the blessing of hamotzi on it, mezamnin alav, you can do a zimun, a birkat hamazon, a benching on it, umafrishin oso arum, and when you separate the tithe from it eventually, because you're going to have to take the tithe from the demai, you could do it while you're naked, and also bein hashmashos, you could also do it on the eve of Shabbos when it's already after sunset. So anyway, we see from here that you can take the tithe from it while you're naked. And so presumably while you're naked, you can't recite the blessing. So the Gemara says, V'yamras kol medrabanan v'yi bracha. If you want to say that every single time there's a blessing from the rabbis, a law from the rabbis that requires a blessing, hacha ki kai arum hechi mevarach. How would he be reciting the blessing if he's naked? So the Gemara says, V'habayinan v'yam machanecha kodesh. You're not allowed to recite a blessing when you're naked because it says that you have to be holy and you can't see your nakedness. V'leikan, under these circumstances, it doesn't exist. Amra abaye v'adai de divrayim b'ay bracha. For sure, if it's a certainty that it's from that you have to do this mitzvah, that, like, for example, like the holiday of Hanukkah, light the candles, the rabbi said you must light it, then it requires a blessing. But safek d'divrei, something that the rabbis only made you do out of a doubt, that does not require a bracha. Lo bai bracha, that doesn't require a blessing. Mar says, what about the second day of Yom Tov? Every day in the diaspora, we keep 2 days of the holiday, not just one. Safek d'divrei hu bai bracha. So that's just an ambiguous situation. And we also require a blessing. Mar says, well, there it's because there the rabbis require a blessing on the second day of Yom Tov, so we don't come to cheapen it. And so therefore, since we're so concerned about not respecting the second day of Yom Tov, the rabbis required us to make a blessing under those circumstances. And that's the reason why we recite a blessing even on the second day of Yom Tov, so we don't come to a zilzul of it. So just before we conclude, we want to say, why is Hanukkah different that you recite a blessing just on seeing it? In other circumstances, we don't see it. And so there is a parallel to this, is that when a miracle happens to us, we go to the place where a miracle happened for our family, we say, thank you, God, for having a miracle happen to my ancestors in this place. So since we see the Hanukkah candles, it's reminded of the miracle that happened to our ancestors, and therefore we recite the blessing.